Money is the lifeblood of a political campaign, and if a legal challenge to Alaska's campaign contribution limits succeeds, there could be more of it. APRN's Liz Ruskin attended the first day of a trial in U.S. District Court in Anchorage today. Liz, who initiated this lawsuit?
The lawsuit was filed by a couple of Republican donors and District 18 of the state Republican Party, and three named plaintiffs were witnesses today, this morning. All of them said they wanted to give more to particular campaigns or groups, but they couldn't because of the campaign finance caps.
What are the limits that they're challenging?
They're challenging several of the limits, including the biggest. The one you hear most about is probably the $500 maximum contribution that anyone can make to a candidate, any individual, to a candidate like for the legislature. Also, they're challenging the aggregate limit on out-of-state contributions a campaign can accept. One of the witnesses today and one of the plaintiffs is Representative Wes Keller's brother-in-law, who couldn't give to his brother-in-law because Representative Keller had already reached his $3,000 limit on accepting out-of-state contributions. So the relative couldn't give because he lives in Wisconsin.
When were these campaign limits brought into being?
We've had these limits since the 1990s. Former Representative David Finkelstein was a big champion of them. And he is back in town now. He expects to be called as a witness in the case later in the week. And here's what he had to say about them.
The provision's been in place for almost 20 years, and they've worked well. They're based on a citizen's initiative. The idea was to reduce the influence of big money in politics, and it's worked well.
So do the plaintiffs want to abolish contribution limits altogether?
No. Kevin Clarkson, the plaintiff's attorney, says if the lawsuit is successful, the judge would throw out the current limits and the legislature would later come back and impose new ones. Clarkson thinks a $1,000 cap is more appropriate. He says the lower cap hurts regular folks who want to run for office and challengers because incumbents never seem to have trouble raising money. I talked to him outside the courthouse today.
People who can give $1,000, it's probably less than 1% that do that, and they're people with means. But here's where the money really comes in. When you set the limit at $500, what that does is it advantages the independently wealthy candidates who can come and put $1 million into a campaign, and then you have challengers or whoever's running against them, maybe it's an incumbent, trying to raise money within that $500 limit range. That's a disparity.
So, Liz, who's defending the current law?
Well, the state, the AG's office, Assistant Attorney General Laura Fox, on cross-examinations today, she seemed to be bringing out that donors have other ways of giving to campaigns, like going door to door, consulting, waving signs. So that was one of her main points today.
Is it a jury trial, and how long is it supposed to last?
No, it's not a jury trial. Judge Timothy Burgess will decide it, U.S. District Court judge, and it's expected to go on at least a week.
All right, Liz, thanks for that update.
Thank you.